These have been the scenes in the streets of Nairobi and across Kenya for the past 2 months. Young people leading demonstrations to call for good governance. Government data show about 3/4 of Kenya's population is under 35 years old. Wanjiru Gikonyo is an expert on what she calls transformative governance in Nairobi.
And what they said is they realize there is no one to speak for them.
Most of the protesters are part of Generation Z, born in 1997 and later. Their protests were sparked by a contentious tax bill that President William Ruto later withdrew. But protesters say the president has to step down as well. 26-year-old Kasmuel Mak-Oure has been in the forefront of the protests. He says the Ruto must go call is not an attack on Ruto personally, but a call for good governance.
It is the Ruto-isms, the isms that have been associated with him, the corruption that bedevils his government, the cronyism, the sheer incompetence of the people who surround him in government, the sheer number of unconstitutional offices that we've had to endure in his tenure, the extrajudicial killings, the excesses of the police. In a country where we're living, where we have a police force and not a police service, Ruto Must Go is a clarion call to a better Kenya.
Ruto dissolved his cabinet on July 11 and reconstituted it to include members of the main opposition party. Speaking last week in Mombasa County, he pledged to tackle the main accusation against his government.
I will mobilize resources that are available. I will mobilize every resource that is available to deal with the challenge of corruption.
But critics say the new cabinet, which has half of the fired ministers back in office, does not inspire hope. Recent polls show over 80% of Kenyans support the youth-led protests. Wanjiru says this is because the protesters spoke to the feelings of many Kenyans.
Kenya is in a bad situation. Our political leaders do not reflect our aspirations. And the young people have come and spoken to our aspirations. So really what we are seeing by these shop owners and business owners and parents who are supporting their young people is these young people have captured our aspiration.
Analysts say to bring about real change, the youth-led movement has to organize politically and collaborate with other progressive political groups. Protester Leon Mushiri agrees.
It's high time the young people come together and say that we have identified certain individuals from all over the 47 counties, and we have come together and we're saying that this is the opportunity for us also to go on the ballot come 2027.
President Ruto says the government will not allow further protests in the country, saying, quote, enough is enough. But activists note the right to peaceful protest is guaranteed in the constitution, and protesters like Mak-Oure are defiant. They are planning a major demonstration in Nairobi on August 8th. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
And what they said is they realized there is no one to speak for them.
It is the Rutoisms, the isms that have been associated with him, the corruption that bedevils his government, the cronyism, the sheer incompetence of the people who surround him in government, the sheer number of unconstitutional offices that have been we've had to endure in his tenure, the extrajudicial killings, the excesses of the police. In a country where we're living, where we have a police force and not a police service, Ruto Must Go is a clarion call to a better Kenya.
I will mobilize resources that are available. I will mobilize every resource that is available to deal with the challenge of corruption.
Kenya is in a bad situation. Our political leaders do not reflect our aspirations. And the young people have come and spoken to our aspirations. So really what we are seeing by these shop owners and business owners and parents who are supporting their young people is these young people have captured our aspiration.
It's high time the youth people, young people come together and say that we have identified certain individuals from all over the 47 counties, and we have come together and we're saying that this is the opportunity for us also to go on the ballot, come 2027.